At the end of last year, veterinarians across the country were warning about the spread of canine influenza, doggy flu. There were cases coast to coast in California, Florida, Texas, New York. Well, where is it now? What is it? And how can we help our pets not get it? Dr. Lori Teller is the new president of the American Veterinary Medical Association and a professor at Texas A&M's Vet College. Dr. Teller, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And last month, this was spreading so quickly in shelters, kennels, doggy daycare facilities. So just tell us, what's the concern now? What's the status now?
Right now, it seems to be leveling off. We are not hearing about any major pockets of infection, but it is always something that is simmering in the background, and we continue to be watching for it.
Well, and what is it? Is it the same as ours? I mean, is it, a virus? Like, what is it?
It is a virus. It is a flu virus. Right now, there are no documented cases of people being able to catch the dog flu. It tends to be something that is highly contagious from dog to dog, and we know that cats can get it as well. And it acts just like the flu in people.
Well, and there have been heartbreaking stories of shelters having to put some dogs down because of this doggy flu. Is that because it's spread so quickly, or is that because it gets so serious as a point where, of no return?
It does spread very quickly. However, it is not something that dogs are likely to die from, especially healthy dogs living in a healthy environment. But dogs that are very young or very old or have some kind of underlying health problem, such as heart disease, or perhaps they're on chemotherapy for cancer treatment, those kinds of problems, those dogs are at higher risk for getting pneumonia and having more serious problems.
Okay. Well, my late great pups had everything from scabies to several stomach pumpings to the heartbreak of rat poison. People get rid of it. But I know Scott is itching to ask about this flu.
Yes, if I can cut in here. Hello, Dr. Teller, Scott Tong here.
Hi.
So speaking of very old, our dog, 17-year-old small Bichon named Duke, he has barked live on our air. How do I look for signs of this canine flu in him?
So first off, remember, it's really contagious. So dogs are most likely to get it if they're out in communal areas, dog parks, doggy daycare centers, boarding facilities, grooming shops, those kinds of things. So the best thing you can do, especially if that is part of your dog's routine, is, of course, talk to your veterinarian about vaccinating your dog, because we do have flu vaccines available. But then if you are concerned, maybe your dog has been exposed, things to look for would be mostly respiratory signs, a soft cough, lethargy, just not wanting to get up and do normal activities. They may run a low-grade fever, of course, unless they get pneumonia, and then it could be higher. Sneezing, discharge from the nose, those kinds of things. Just like when we get the flu, you don't feel good.
Okay, and what can we do as dog owners to protect our hounds from the virus? Any preventive things?
So definitely the vaccine. So vaccinate your pet if your pet is at risk. And if you think it's been exposed, definitely talk to your veterinarian. Keep an eye out for the signs. If you start noticing those kinds of symptoms, there are things that we can do to help your pet feel better. They're just like any other virus. There's no specific cure for dog flu, but there's lots of supportive care that we can provide to help your pet recover faster and feel better.
And I have to say, we love Duke. We see him in the Zoom calls. He's like this fluffy little throw rug defending the door, of Scott's office. But so there's a vaccine. I mean, should that just be a regular thing you do?
For pets that are at risk, so it wouldn't be a vaccine that your couch potato dog who's never around other dogs needs to get, but definitely dogs that are social, that are around other dogs, those are the dogs that would qualify and potentially need the vaccine, and veterinarians can easily administer it. It starts as a series of two, so your dog will get one and then need to go back in 2 to 4 weeks to get a booster. And then after that, it's an annual vaccine as long as your dog is at risk.
Okay. And what do you do? Like, if he's looking over at Duke and Duke does have a runny nose or is coughing or, just go straight to the vet? Or what do you do?
Definitely call your veterinarian. Let them know your dog is showing signs of a respiratory infection. There are other respiratory diseases that can cause similar signs as the dog flu, particularly kennel cough. So call your vet, say, my dog is showing these signs. I'm concerned, especially because Duke is older, that it could be the dog flu. And they may very well have you bring Duke in. As a veterinarian, if somebody has a dog that may have a contagious illness, we really appreciate it if you call from the parking lot and say, I'm here. And then they'll tell you to come in and take you straight to an exam room or to a more isolated area.
Dr. Lori Teller is with the American Veterinary Medical Association. Thanks so much.
Sure. Thank y'all.